Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
Good evening, good evening. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast, and you're tuned into the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. Happy Saturday, everybody. How you doing? How you doing? Well, we're going to get to, the moment where we're going to be able to get everybody's response when I open up these microphones. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday, and I'm sitting outside of my house right now, so you hear like people go by because I'm outdoors. It's a beautiful day here. The pollen is down, the sun is still out. Daylight savings time. Interesting. Normally it'd be dark or almost, right? We'll get into that conversation too. But we got some great stuff we're going to talk about. Of course, we're going to dabble into some of the political stuff that's going on. It's an ongoing thing. And as I see people calling in on to the board, thank you for calling in. It's been an interesting week, very interesting week. I've been talking to some folks that have shared some stories with me, and I thank you for doing so. Some great people have conversed with me, and I'm glad to see people are popping up on the board. This is fantastic. This is great. Some of our co-hosts have returned, and of course, I'm going to get a chance to go ahead and let you guys holler at them. But first and foremost, I have to open up the microphone to the lady of the house, the one, the only, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Saturday, Jamie. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Good. I just don't know if I'll ever get used to the introduction, but thank you anyway, Michael.
Well, you know, I have to give you respect and just put out that full, you know, it's just going to have a, you know, it has a ring to it. Janet, Polly, Hawkins, they, you know, I mean, I think everybody likes it. I would think so. You
not
know?
Just Janet, Dave.
You gotta let that, you know, hang there for a minute. Dave, you know, it's great, you know. But then there's another person that's on the board, another co-host, and he's been very busy, Janet. We already know that, right? And fortunately, he's back. He's been on cruises and everything, you know, and he, for you listeners, I have to tell you, oh, my God, I haven't opened up the chat room. Let me go ahead and hit the chat room. He's back, and I'm glad he's back, because I want him to share a little bit about, you know, his adventures on the oceans. And that would be Mr. Time and Ship is in the house. What's up, Timon? How you doing? Welcome back, my brother.
How you doing, Mike? Janet?
Oh, wow,
I told him don't do that. I told him to stop that. I knew that he was going, you know, Janet, you know, he get all the, and he knows that annoys you to no end. He knows it. And he, but anyway.
Janet, Polly, Hawkins, I'm going to take that. I took that off of Facebook. But he still uses it.
I know.
You know, because it's unique. It's different. It's different. I have to. You know, I mean, because I love you all. You know, I truly love you all, and I'm gonna definitely introduce you in a way like nobody else can. But
yeah.
Can you imagine having that in your head all when you go to sleep at night, Janet? You gotta, baby, you'll never get it out of your head.
Nightmare sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I want to stay on course here, but real quick, welcome back, Timon.
Thank you.
Very much.
Being on there with the old folks off the cruise ship, the only thing about cruise ship is, you know, there's no one, Janet, on there, and Mike, there's no one on there to tell you to stop eating. There ain't nobody that says, put that down. That's enough.
Put
that down. That's enough potatoes. Put them hot dogs.
Okay, so hold on. I just want to do this. I want to do this real quick before you tell us a little bit, you know, because we got 2 hours, but, you know, we never have enough time. But the thing is, for the listeners, I want them to let them know that Timon is an amazing individual. He's a comedian. That's what he's on cruise ships for. He makes people laugh. Great stories, I want you to share how people can find you on Dry Bar and everything on social media and everything. So that's what you have been doing for the first couple of weeks. We didn't have you here and everything. So can you give us a little information of your venture? Because I know you eat for free. Okay.
Yeah, I went to Kona. I went to Kona, Hawaii. I flew into Kona, Hawaii. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to check out what I do, you can find, you know, Time and Ship on, you can find me on YouTube, as well as my website is timeandship.com, which has all my social media contact info, all those things. So, as well as, you know, you can get me on the Dry Bar Comedy Special, which has like over 800,000 views right now. So, Mike, it was fun. But I will say, man, being on the ship and doing all those things, the people, you know, it's a lot of, you know, age range is usually about 45 to about 80. And shoot, they did two medevacs again to take two people off, you know. So that's what I'm saying. All that eating. They had me in the theater, so I was doing probably about 800 people, 800 to 900 people in the theater.
Yeah, I saw the photos. Yeah, wow. And I saw the crowd size. Whoa. You know,
yeah,
this
I've
is not
been
a comedy.
Some of those,
This was not a comedy club. It wasn't where it was like maybe, you know, 50 to 100. You had 800 people? Wow.
I came back on Sunday, the 31st, and then, you know, we're trying to get everything back on track and doing different things. But it was fun. I have to say it was a good time and, you know, love doing them. But I'll tell you, I'm good for a week. And then, hey, 2 weeks, you get cabin fever. There's only so much drinking you can do, and there's only so much. I don't gamble. So bring a book, smoke a cigar, talk to some people, that type of thing. And that's it. I mean, there's nothing else. And I don't want to sit there, you know, because I saw people, you know, you get to eating, Janet, and you say, now, you know, that's enough, damn it. Don't eat another ice cream cone. Don't you eat it? You know, you don't, I mean, they in their carts and, you know, they got their canes and, you know, and then somebody, I got neuropathy. Yeah, you got neuropathy in your feet because you eating all this shit. You know, you ain't supposed to have eating hot dogs and ice cream and pizza.
But hold on, you guys. Hold on for a minute, though. But when people take cruises like that, they're going to indulge, right, in things that, because it's a vacation. Let's look at that. It's a vacation to experience something different. Isn't eating part of the whole thing that, yeah, I understand what you're saying, that, but you know that's not good for you. Well, if I just eat a little bit. But then again, I think you're saying that eat a little bit more than what they should based on their health.
I had a friend of mine say to me, but Ty, that's what they pay for. They can eat as much as they want. Yes, and that's why we have the biggest problem with our health care system and why they charge our asses for goddamn much money. And that's why you got diabetes and cancers and all other shit. I'm telling you, yes, there's no one to stop you.
I got to tell you something. I went on a cruise, and I had two. I'm glad I brought two gowns with me because when you have the captain's ball, you want to look good. I had this. I was going to be sharp as a tack. You couldn't tell me anything. I went to put that dress on. I couldn't even zip it up. I told my friend that was in the cabin with me. I said, take my picture. She took it. I said, now help me get out of this dress because I gained 10 pounds in a couple of days.
All you're going to do is walk around in flip-flops and sweats. Don't really try to dress up. They had people dressing up. Their dogs was killing them. They all had, and they wasn't staying up very late anyway. I mean, I had a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show. And, you know, you had to, you know, you got 45 minutes on stage. But you know, you saw these people, and, you know, I was like, you know, what else is it? And then they go swimming and everything. I'm not saying, like I said, Mike, you pay your money, but it's almost like you're paying your money to ruin your life, okay? So, and there's nobody to argue with you and tell you to stop. Your wife's not going to stop you. Your friends are not going to stop you. You are going to keep doing this. I mean, and so all the cakes and the pies and they make them small, right?
Right.
They make them small so you'll come back and eat 10. You had one. You're going to come back and get that
if
other
they
nine.
Made them large, no, hold on. So you're saying if they gave you one that was the size of 6, you will be done and full and probably not finish that. But they make them smaller so you can just keep going back and back.
Mike, can you imagine eating as many either chocolate chip, oatmeal, peanut butter cookies as much as you want? And there's nobody.
Well, you know what? Now I'm going to say this, and then we got to get to the topics at hand that we're going to talk about. But I have been on a cruise. I was a young man back then. My mom and my stepdad took me and two of my late brothers on a cruise. And, yeah, you're right. You can eat all you want. I remember there was a misunderstanding of what I wanted. I wanted French toast, and they brought me pancakes. And our server, trying to remember his name. He was so cool because he was our server every time. How do they set that shit up to where it's the same person every time you come to dinner? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that happened, but he was the same guy every time. And he said, no problem, sir. And I said, no, I'm okay. He said, no. We're going to give you what you want, what you ordered. Our mistake. And it wasn't like they took the pancakes away. You know, they left the pancakes on the table and brought the French toast.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It was like, if you want to eat that too, that's fine. It's yours. But you're right. When it comes to, you know, cruises and all that type of stuff, that where, yeah, you can get fat on a cruise. You're right. Then you wonder.
Can I finish?
That's where I kind of wonder that you're cruising to a location where you're trying to see the sights, but your ass sat up there and ate all damn night and drank all night. You got a hangover. And you can't even get off the damn boat to see the sights. Timon, can you chime in on that? Have you seen that happen?
Well, a lot of people, when they do that, you know, when they go, and some of them like to, they'll go see the sights, because like I said, you're dealing with an older group, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they try to, you know, watch. That's now, I will say this, you are going to walk a lot on a cruise ship. You will walk a lot. You'll go from one end to the other. So you might get, you know, so, but if you don't gamble, because they act, you know, and there ain't no shows or anything. You're not sitting down. You're not reading. Or you're not up there, you know, drinking. You're going to go to that, and you know there's a place for you where you ain't got to spend no money. Okay? You're going to go over there with that free food, and I mean they pile it on, and they keep it coming all day long. They got all the fruit you want, pasta. You want a taco, you want a steak, they got pork, they got chicken, you know, they got everything. The thing is, there ain't nobody there to tell you to stop. That's enough.
Good point.
You know?
Good point. I appreciate that. All right. Right. Well, I'm glad to have you back. I'm glad that you had a great time, you guys. He just shared with you. Again, I'm going to have him share more information about how you can find Time and Shit on social media and his upcoming events. You know, I've seen the videos, and to be honest, the stories he tells by him being an individual who's worked you work with young kids, right, and juvenile. Some of the jokes you tell are just so comical to where I'm like, damn, that's crazy. That's reality. It is what it is. So I know you know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So you guys, please follow Time and Shit. All right, so, oh my goodness. That was funny. I want to go into the political thing. Janet Davis, I think you have it set up. What's happening with our politics now? You got people. There's people who are leaving their seats, who are retiring. And I'm talking about the Republican Party that are leaving their seats, retiring beforehand, before the next presidential election. Why is that? And then you have the former president Donald J. Trump calling them out and saying they're weak and this, that, and the other, which he's done before, because them saying, hey, you know what, I'm gone. Can you share a little bit about that? I mean, because isn't it kind of like crazy, in a sense? I want you to share, and then I want Timon to share in on it, or chime in on that. What's going on with this party? Janet, are you there? No? Okay, then I'll go to Tommy. Tommy, what's your thoughts on that? Well, there's a lot of folks that are you know, retiring before the election.
Oh, Mike, that's easy. It's not the old, it's not the old Republican Party. These are MAGA, and these guys are doing stuff, man. You're tearing the, they're the ones tearing the country apart. You see, and they can't lie anymore, Mike. You can't keep telling these lies. All right, these are not Ronald Reagan Republicans. Okay, this is BS, man. These guys are ruining, and they are promoting a lot. And the fact that people are running around buying into this stuff, you can say what you want about Democrats, but his people are being indicted, Mike. And wait a minute, all the people that he hired, right, from the, you know, all the people that work with, they are turning him in. If he's as great as you is, why is all the people that he hired, right, that are coming out from the generals to the espers and everything?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want you to hold that thought because you're on point, because I do remember. See, words go a long way, folks. It was said by the former president, I will have the best of the best. And we have seen, we can't be blind to the fact of it, is that where a lot of the so-called best of the best are being indicted. Now, excuse me, if you are out and about and everything, please, after you speak, put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute so it does not, you know, make it, you know, the quality of the show horrible. Appreciate that. But we've seen where, you know, we heard, you know, the best of the best. That was in the first thing. And then all of a sudden now we're seeing a whole different thing. Whole different thing. I want to open up the mic to another co-host. I don't want to say former because he's always welcome. I'm so thankful that he supports, you know, the TMGS all the time. And you guys know him. It is Officer Crenshaw. Hey, man.
Hey, Mike. I'm good. Hey, Timon. Hey, Janet. How are you guys doing? I was able to take a break for a change and make the show.
All right. Thank you. I'm here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm here listening. And just before I shut my mouth, and Timon didn't want to say it because it's one of his jokes, but the reason why the Republicans are stepping away is because a lot of them are older and they thought they had hemorrhoids. Well, they actually realized it was Donald Trump's hand up their ass trying to reach their throat and make them into a puppet.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting point. So can I ask you this? I mean, you had Mitch McConnell stand there before the House and say that Donald Trump is responsible for what happened on January the 6th. He basically said that. Pull up the video for anybody who's listening to this show. Pull up the video. Yes, he did. But now Mitch McConnell is like, well, but I'm going to still support him. I'm still going to support him. Explain to me, please, anybody, what sense does that make? You believe that this person has something to do with this insurrection where people died, got injured, got hurt. You said that. Then you tell the nation, being the longest running senator ever, that, hey, but you know what? I'm still going to support him.
I'm not trying to be funny, y'all, but that's like me saying, well, you know what? I understand that people from other countries that attack America, like 9/11, don't like what we do or like America, and they got their point of view, but I'm going to support them. What damn sense does that make? Can anybody tell me? You might say it's not on the same level, but basically, yeah, it is. You're saying you're approving of a crime. You're saying you're above the law. You're saying, well, you know what? I was president, and being president, I could do what the fuck I want to do. That's what you're saying. Am I right or
all
wrong now?
People, all those people who stepped forward in the beginning thought because of the way everything happened, Donald Trump was going to get locked up then. And when they saw it got prolonged, they backed out of it because of intimidation and fear, just like with the mafia.
It wasn't,
you know,
about
you can lock the mafia king up.
It was, but you know what? You know what, Officer Crenshaw? I always said, I continue to say, it was not about locking up Donald Trump. People say, put him in jail. I'm like, he's not going to jail. Richard Nixon didn't go to jail. What makes you think Donald Trump is going to go to jail? It's about bringing him down financially. It's about bringing him down, taking his money. That's what's important. It's always been about that. That's how you bring a Donald Trump down. Take what he loves the most, money and power. Put him in jail, ain't going to do shit. I'll tell you all that right now. It ain't going to do shit.
Why not,
but
man?
No, it's not going to do anything. It's going to really, to be honest, if they said, Donald Trump, we're going to give you so many years in prison, this and that. No. Taking what he loves the most and making him an everyday man would be more than putting him behind bars. Because in a sense, that's like being behind bars. Think about it. Think about it. When you take a man's, you know, livelihood and what he loves the most, that's it. That's it. If you take Donald Trump's money and what he jumps up and down about, like, and what kills me is that where when he says, I know more than the generals do. I know more than he knows more than everybody. You all can look it up, which is so comical. Clips of where he says he knows more than anybody, every field. But this is a motherfucker who never served in war.
And he calls those who have losers.
Mm-hmm.
He calls those who have served losers. He called John McCain a loser.
Right.
For getting captured. But yet everybody's always talking about patriotism and the American flag and blah, blah, blah. And the very dude who could care less, who would not even go and visit guys in at the grave site. He wouldn't even go. He didn't even stand with the officers who got attacked at the insurrection. But yet this guy is talking about patriotism. It's the biggest con in the world, man. And it's amazing how the American public have been screwed. They buy it. I mean, you got guys, man, who will yell to the rooftop for this dude. I mean, and I don't understand. I don't know how you're going to fix it. I don't care if they do try to fix it. It's wrong that we have people that this man can take advantage of you like that.
And you know what, Simon, the thing is, like I said, is that we're, you know, I mean, you know, American politics, you know, I mean, we try, we have tried to do the right thing. But we know, just that looking at regular television, that justice is not always done correctly, okay? Just on a daily basis, we've seen, we've heard, we've watched and witnessed so many people that get off on certain things that shouldn't get off on certain things. But that's our American politics. But we say it's the best political system in the world. Well, I can say it might be to some folks, but it's not a perfect political system in the world. This is unprecedented. I have a person here on the board that's waving their hand, and I always say, this individual, when you come up on my board with a 111111111 number, you're a secret squirrel. So, because you don't want to share your phone number, I get it, but I ain't going to call your ass anyway, on or off the show. But I'm going to open up your mic and let you chime in. And I think this might be Sarge, because he does that every night. Am I correct?
That should be a secret squirrel Skype caller to you, sir.
Oh, Sarge is in the house. How you doing, Sarge? Happy Saturday.
I'm doing swimmingly. And not only am I doing swimmingly, I'm extremely well-informed swimmingly.
Okay.
And
I really found it
kind of ironic, Mike. You know, and by the way, greetings to you. And I trust your health is good on this fine and lovely day we're having here in Georgia. But I find it rather ironic that you are speaking to, either attributing to those who are carrying out this persecution of Donald Trump, the very sort of Soviet-style persecution system rather than the prosecution system that I would imagine you decry in which you would attribute to Donald Trump. You're saying the purpose of the prosecution is to deprive him of his funding. I find that extremely ironic and really kind of amusing.
Now, hold on. Let me address what you just said.
I thought the purpose of it was to convict someone of a crime and or to administer justice. At least that's my understanding of the aspiration of the American judicial system. Apparently, you've come across something new. It's to get your political opponents. Would you agree with that or you disagree?
Can I ask you this? Hold on. Hold on, sir. Sarge, I respect you, respect me, okay? Thing is that where on the 15th is going to be the first trial. On the 15th. What is the 15th? The tax day? I think this judge has a sense of humor to set the 15th of April tax deadline for this trial, for this case. Okay? His attorneys have been pushing to not let this happen. And they failed. Now, let's keep this in mind, too, Sarge. Many Republicans have come forward to cover their ass. Why? It's not due to Democrats. No, hold on. I'm not finished. It's not due to Democrats. The law is the law. The law is the law. You cannot escape it. You cannot change it. You cannot turn around and say, hey, you know what? Just because it's Donald Trump, we're going to bend the law. We're going to do it just for him. Remember when he said, "If I'm voted president of the United States, I will show you my taxes." And then he turned around and said, well, since I'm president, hell, I ain't got to show you shit. What kind of BS is that, bro?
You recall the little...
Hold on. He's a man of his word. He's going to do it.
And once he becomes president,
Mike,
he's going to show his taxes.
Mike.
And the motherfucker didn't do that, bro. Come on, now. Come
okay,
on.
Mike, you seem to be disregarding when, remember when they, when that Mad Cow, Rachel Mad Cow, that that lunatic on MSNBC was salivating over the prospect of revealing Donald Trump's taxes, and when they were revealed, she had egg all over her face. Did you forget that? Because I certainly didn't.
Yeah,
so we know what it is with this stuff. Look.
Hold on. I'm going to let you hold that thought for a moment. I want someone to respond to that. Let me go ahead to Officer Crenshaw. You got a response to that? Because Donald Trump never really shared his taxes.
No, he didn't share his taxes. They actually had to retrieve them, and they only retrieved certain taxes. They didn't get all. And the ones that they were requesting, they only got partial.
Okay. So we really don't know. But this is the first president ever since, you know, what was back in 1960-something of where a president would do so. He's the first one who said, hey, look, but let's move beyond that. When you look at the situation right now with Donald Trump and with, you know, what he said he's going to do with America and this, that, and the other, the changes he will make when he's reelected, what's your thoughts about that, his vision for America? Because I look at him as time is that, a charlatan, and you know, he's, you go back and really read his history, family, personal, read his history. His rallies are not about what he's going to do for America moving forward. If he's reelected, his rallies are not about that. It's about what is happening to him. And everybody's drinking, is drinking the Kool-Aid that following, in my opinion. What's your thoughts about that? And Sarge, I'm going to bring you back in. But I'm asking. I'm asking Officer Crenshaw and also Simon. What's your guys' thoughts about that?
About what on him?
About, you know, what he's doing. Yeah, about, you know, the fact that he's not really saying what he's going to do. He hasn't. I mean, there's so much, and I'm trying to ask Sarge a question. In fact, I'm going to open up Sarge's mic and see if he can answer these for us, okay? So I'm saying is this. This individual chooses not to debate because he's the front runner. That's never happened in the history of a presidential candidate choosing not to debate as the front runner, because if they had something to say, they would be like, oh, I'll be more than happy to let the American public know what the fuck I'm going to do in front of whoever. But he doesn't debate. This is the first president who chooses not to show up to a White House correspondence dinners for the time he was there, because he knew that there were going to be a lot of jokes on his ass. This is the first president who has been indicted of crimes. So, Sarge, I mean, you're a supporter. You tell me. Is this the best, you know, I
first
mean,
of all,
that
I mean, if you want to convince me to believe in Donald Trump, and I'm knowing that the facts, and then let's not forget the history of the Trump family from daddy on, the history of Donald Trump from businessman on, knowing he filed bankruptcy so many times, and it's not against the law, but the thing is that why did you have to do it? You had to do it. Otherwise, you'd be screwed, right? So why should I trust this man to run the country if he can't run his own businesses? Correct. The mic is yours,
okay,
sir.
First of all, I have no intention of attempting to persuade anyone to vote for or against Donald Trump. That is not my intention. I think I have more than enough on my plate to counter the lies, distortions, misperceptions, and outrageous suppositions about Donald Trump. And I'm certainly not a spokesman for him or his campaign, and I have no intention of being that. I speak for myself, what I observe, and what I know as a matter of fact based on the public record and that which I can corroborate. And all I'm interested in doing is responding to what I hear you say and giving my opinion, which I will give you. And most of the time, my opinion is based upon either reason, logic, fact, or corroborable public evidence. Now, that's what I intend to do. I have no intention of trying to persuade you. None.
Okay. All right. So
now, what I would like to say in support of that contention is that Donald Trump has a track record of 4 years as president of the United States. We know what he intended to do. To a great extent, he was largely successful. His presidency was derailed by the last year of the pandemic called the COVID scam. I'm not talking about the disease. The disease was real. But the bureaucratic response to it was an opportunity seized by the Democrat Party and the globalist left to steal an election and to impose controls upon us they never could have otherwise.
Okay. So hold that thought. Hold that thought for a minute, sir. Okay. So we have to remember, COVID was. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because, you know, there's a difference between a pandemic and an epidemic, right? Epidemic is localized. It's something that happens locally. And I'm sure in a lot of other countries that we probably don't know about, they might have an epidemic, an outbreak of certain things. Actually, here in the United States, in certain states, they're having an epidemic of certain things that are happening. Janet and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We'll bring it back up. Where the measles is popping up in certain areas of the United States. That's called an epidemic. But a pandemic, when it's worldwide, so you're trying to say that where the Democrats had something to do with this, along with the rest of the world, okay, and took advantage of it in order to, you know, to mess up the election and this, that, and the other, right? Okay, that's what I'm understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to open up your mic again because I have to let other folks chime in. I think your mic is still open. But the thing is that where I don't buy that shit. A pandemic is what it is. People died. Yes, I know folks say that, well, folks probably died from, you know, other things that were already existing, other issues that they already had, you know, health issues and everything. Children died over, you know, pre-consisting issues. Children die at the healthiest part of their lives. Children die. On ventilators? Is that what you're trying to tell me? People try to say that, oh, well, no. That pandemic shit was bullshit. Come on, y'all. Come on. to me, that's bullshit. I mean, we're talking about, you know, when I talk to people about that, they always talk about the United States. This was a worldwide pandemic. Not the first time it's ever happened. You look at history, it's not the first time it's ever happened. But as they tell you, history will repeat itself. It's happened before. Just so happens we're alive to witness the return.
Your phone just called me.
Yeah, I was trying to talk to you. Okay. Are they allergic to chocolate or food coloring or anything? Do they have allergies?
Not that I know of. Okay, I don't know who that is in the background, but
who?
I'm going to mute the microphone.
Nina,
from there, yeah.
Are y'all
okay, I'm
going to
mute the microphone. If you don't hear yourself, then it's you. I'm going to mute your microphones. Okay. So let me go back and see. I'm looking for Janet Davis. She should be here on the board. And I see some hands that are being waved. So I'm going to open up the mic for 202-210. What's your comment?
Good evening. Good evening. You know, you keep saying the same thing over and over again. I'm surprised that you're still talking about the tax thing. The whole key thing right now is it's indictments. It's not a conviction. So we don't know what's going to happen with
I didn't
with
say
Donald
it was a
Trump.
Conviction. I never said that. I never
right.
said that.
It, right, but you're
I
saying,
said
you're saying indictment, indictment, indictment.
No, hold on. I'm gonna bring you back in. The thing is that where, what I'm saying is that where, an indictment for a president is really unprecedented. We've had presidents from if you look at Clinton, you look at others, and Nixon, you know, who have been not indicted in a sense, right? Not indicted.
He should have been, but he was pardoned.
Well, Nixon was pardoned, right? Okay. But then when you look at where presidents who have, you know, have been impeached, now people have to look at the word impeached. Impeachment is a form of investigating and everything. Found guilty is a different thing of doing wrong. Keep in mind that Clinton and any other president that has been, well, not any other, but a few of them, have been impeached but were not found guilty. Even Donald Trump went through things. But right now, what we're looking at is that where this man has 4 cases against him as the former president of the United States and fighting to be the next president of the United States. Doesn't that make you kind of wonder, in a sense? And it's not all a Republican thing. I'm sorry, a Democrat thing. It's not a Democrat control to say, well, we're going to do him this way. I want her to have a chance to respond. I'm going to respect my callers. But the thing is that doesn't that kind of like make you wonder, you know, maybe I need to take a look at it and thinking it of where let the process play out the way it should. Let the judicial system play out legally the way it should. Don't you think that?
Yes, I do think that the judicial system should play out the way that it should, but it doesn't always do that, does it? I mean, you're looking at people that have been wrongly convicted all through the years, not just presidents.
But the thing is that where he hasn't been convicted. The trial hasn't happened yet. That's what blows me away. What blows me away is that where individuals are not letting it play its course. They're not doing that. you know, I mean, I know you're a Republican. And I give you most respect. But the thing is, by law, you should let the system go by the term. And the thing is that where the accused has the opportunity to turn around and say, hey, look, I want to appeal this. I want to go against this, this and the other. There obviously is enough evidence to let the trials go forward. We haven't been in the courtroom
yet.
There is
obviously not enough evidence for the trial to go forward, or otherwise it would have been forward already. Don't you think?
No. The first one starts on the 15th. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes, the first trial starts on the 15th. Remember, this man has four things. So he should go through the judicial system starting on the 15th of this month, okay, of what he's being accused of. Now, granted, if his defense in that court of law can prove to a judge or a jury, and it depends. Now, remember, sometimes it could be where it's a jury trial or it can be where a judge can make a decision. In this, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a jury trial. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it has to go through the process. Evidently, there's something here that says that the former president did wrong. And we have to investigate it to every extent that the law allows to either find him guilty or not guilty.
That's right. You're innocent until proven guilty. Isn't that right, sir?
So why are the MAGAs, okay, why are the MAGAs threatening the judges, threatening the prosecutors of their lives? A 25-year-old kid was arrested recently for sending emails that he will kill the judge. He will kill the prosecutor. Why is that happening? I've never seen that shit in my life. Remember back when there was a question about Bush versus Gore in Florida? The hanging chads, that type of shit?
Yeah.
But Gore did not get out there and tell his followers it's a false election. They rigged it. He didn't do that. He didn't go to the extreme of making people become violent. He didn't do that.
That was the choice of those people, Michael. It wasn't the choice of everyone, Reese was there. Reese
mm-hmm.
was there. He videotaped himself there. And he wasn't involved in any violence.
I saw that. I saw his videotape. You are definitely right. But I have to open up my co-host's mic. She's calling back in. So I have to open up her mic and let her chime in. And for all of you all that are on the board, trust me, I'm going to get around to each and every one of you. Janet Davis, you're back. I saw that your call dropped.
You hear me? You hear me?
Yes.
Hold on, Michael. I'm looking for something. Yeah, my call did drop,
okay, cool.
But I'm trying to find my medicine.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Let me see here. Excuse me, guys. I'm running through the board and making sure I'm not missing any calls. Timon, you're still here. What's your thoughts on that whole thing of what I just said, of where, I mean, I'm trying to understand this. We've had issues with voting before. Look at what Fox News has recently had to pay a settlement for false claims about the voting machine, what we use. Donald Trump brought this shit up. No other presidential candidate in history has ever questioned the voting process more so than the former president. And now, you know, Rudy Giuliani, his ass is in a sling for false statements, false comments about businesses. And these machines are being tested over and over and over again. But people believe that the system don't work. But you believed in it when you were using it before there was Donald Trump. And he's convincing you to think he knows more than you, more than what you do. Oh, you're an aircraft, you're a pilot? I know more than pilots. No, trust me, believe me. I know how to fly a plane better than anybody else in the world. Trust me, believe me. That's what he says all the time. He knows more than anybody else. Oh, daycare, I could change a diaper faster and better than anybody else. He says that, and people buy this shit. It's mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. And people are like, yeah, he right. He right, that's Donald Trump. He right. He knows better than me. Really? He really knows better than you. He's done every fucking job. And you all eat this shit up. He knows your job. He knows you. When you talk about presidency, between him and Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe's getting old. All these presidents or these individuals in the White House and the ones that are trying to get back are old. You got some young ones trying to get in there. Two young presidents in history was Barack Obama and Kennedy. Two youngest presidents. Now you got a battle between two old cats, one who's been in politics for many years. And yes, he fucked up too in his comments, in this and that. And then you got one that was, been in real estate all his life. And decided, hey, you know what? I'll run for president. And he did. Won. But made the country more divided because what he did, you all know this, he said, I don't want to allow certain people from other countries to come to the United States. To me, I think that was a fucked up statement. Because this is America. If you can legally come here, then you should legally be allowed. Because many individuals came here. Immigrants from other countries.
Now, Mike.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Boy.
Go ahead.
You know, they talk about immigrants, and I don't know if you always hear about that, but do you know that immigrants help our economy? Okay? They forget about that. They forget that immigrants help your economy. Why do you think you want that cheap help? Some people ain't coming across that thing because they want it.
Thank you.
You think they just coming? You think they just coming by here because they want to?
Amen. Amen.
They come over here for a reason. Okay. Who do you think built that bridge? That bridge that just went down. Who were the six dudes that died? They were immigrants. That's immigration. I don't care if you come by here. I've been out here, Mike, in L.A. since October of '89. all right?
Hey.
I got a high school diploma. I just got off my – I just retired. I ain't ever had an immigrant stop me from getting anything. Ain't nobody ever told me that an immigrant's my problem. I tell you who's my problem. My problem is these ignorant-ass people who are buying into a man who is taking advantage of folks where you're paying taxes and he don't. Right now, Donald Trump should be in jail. But you know why? He's getting special treatment. You can't go after judges and say what you want. If that was me or you, he'd be in jail.
Priest, but I want you to hold on a minute, because I want to go back to what you said for all the listeners. Right. The immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, I mean, if you saw a Hispanic person walking down the street, can you tell me, oh, well, he's illegal? How the fuck you know that? If you see a guy, If you see a black guy who's speaking to another black guy in a different language that you don't understand, can you look at them and say, oh, they're illegal? How the fuck do you know? But I guarantee you that they work every day. They have a job because they did not come here.
Who they think built it? Katrina. When Katrina, when the hurricane came, who do you think went down there and changed that brush and cleaned that brush up? They didn't hire just regular brothers. They hired Hispanic immigrants from across that border, and they went down there and cleaned up all that stuff down there in Katrina because the average American would not do the work. They weren't going to do it for $17 or $20 an hour. You're not going to pay them that kind of money. But that Hispanic that went down there, man, they better, hey, I ain't ever had to worry about it. And I've been out here, and I live in one of the most expensive states to live in, which you used to live in, Mike, right? And I had to worry about a Mexican taking nothing from me or an immigrant taking anything from me. Okay, they can keep selling that tune, and they can keep buying into it, but you ain't going to sell that to me. Now, anybody want to comment, they can.
Well, you know what,
Mike?
you said
Mike.
Out there. I think someone
Mike.
Wants to chime in right there. Someone's trying to chime in.
Mike,
go ahead. I'm good.
Okay, Mike. You know, I'm really gratified when the press of events requires these insidious, diabolical forces to let the cat out of the bag, and they just did with this immigrant thing. For the longest time, they were telling us immigrants are not here. Immigrants are not here to take our jobs. They're not here to commit crime. They're not here to import drugs. They're not going to do anything. But all they're going to do is bring good things for us. And then we have a president, Joe Biden, who does today, and he boasts about his glorious economy. He boasts. Why get interrupted so quickly? I've been speaking for 20 seconds.
Hold on. See, I don't like the mute folks. But I have to mute you, Sarge, because you're saying you don't believe they're doing that. But you are a Republican. The individual who was a Democrat, who was a Republican, or now is, okay, said that's what people that crosses the border bring is their drugs, their you know, all that negative shit is what he said. You just said that you don't believe that's the case, but you support him. That's what I'm trying to fucking understand, my brother. I cannot understand where a person is going to take people, a whole group of people as a whole. Because, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. You're preaching to a choir. And a choir does what? Sing in unison of what they're taught. You're preaching to a choir. They harmonize, right? So when you got a President Donald Trump telling the choir, believe in doing this, believe in singing it this way, and I'm going to tell you how to, you know, project the song. he said. They're bringing in the drugs. They're bringing in the criminals, the murderers, the killers. He said that. So the crew or the choir said, you know what? You're fucking right, Donald. That's what he preached. But you now saying to me, you don't believe that. It's already out there, bro. It's already out there. You don't work for Donald Trump, so you can't go on social media and say, oh, well, like some folks say, well, he didn't mean it that way. And that's what kills me when his pundits, or I'm sorry, his sidekicks say, well, he didn't mean it that way. Making excuses. You know, the way I heard that shit, that's exactly what the fuck he meant. I was born at night, but it sure as hell wasn't that last night. I know what the hell he meant. And everybody in America knew, including his followers. People who don't follow him knew. That was a whistle call. So, I mean, come better than that. Come better than that when you want to be on this show of making excuses for Donald Trump. And some things I can say Donald Trump did, some things. That was beneficial. Very few. But many other things, no, I don't agree with. I'm just like, when you said that, bro, I mean, you threw me for a loop on that one. I mean, you can go ahead and
Michael, I don't know how you're going to know what I intend to say when you literally interrupt me 20 seconds into my thesis. 20 seconds. I was timing to see how long it would take you to interrupt me. It was 20 seconds. It was 20 seconds.
Every show is recorded. So
how can you know what I intend to say? Wait a minute. Go back and time it. Go back and time it. I did.
No, I ain't got to go back. Look, all my shows are archived, bro. So I can go back and listen.
So all I'm saying is, how can you know what I intended to say?
If I'm wrong,
how can you possibly even know if you don't even give me an opportunity to articulate it?
I'm gonna give you 2 minutes. Go ahead.
That's all I need. In fact, let's stop. That's all I need. I really need more than that. You can let me have 50 seconds. I usually finish what I got to say. But anyway, look, the deputy chairman of the Federal Reserve said that the 5 million jobs that Joe Biden is bragging about increasing the economy by have all gone. And so is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. All of them have gone to legal and illegal aliens of both classes. Legal aliens here on H-1B visas and work permits and illegal aliens who have been here more than 150 days. They are getting those new jobs, not American citizens. You, sir, are being caught up in a big shell game. That's all this is. They are flying them on over the border. 320,000 inadmissible aliens were brought into the United States from Guantanamo Bay, so they do not have to be counted in the numbers on the border. They are concealing it all from you. They are running the biggest hoax in history on you, and you're falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Now, I didn't mention Donald Trump one bit in the things I just said. I could say many other things that have nothing to do with Donald Trump that indicate the catastrophe this grotesque administration is inflicting on the American people. And if you'd stop interrupting me, I would tell you what they are, and I wouldn't mention Donald Trump once.
Okay, so am I to believe? Hold on a minute.
And by the way, where were you when all those protesters were running around outside of Jerome Kavanaugh's house in violation of federal law, and he was, and they arrested an assassin who tried to kill him?
Okay, so you're saying that.
Did you miss that? Did you miss that, sir? Did you miss it?
Excuse me, sir. When you're saying that the job reports that all the new jobs are being given to illegal individuals, is that what you're saying, that where there's 300,000, I think, or something
sir,
more?
I'm not saying it, sir. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is saying it, and the chairman of the Reserve, Federal Reserve, said it. I didn't say it.
Sir, I'm trying to ask you a question here. I just need a yes or no. You just said that all the new jobs, in fact, unemployment is down to a 3-point-something, over 300 new jobs that come up. And I think, if I understood you correctly, is that where it was illegal aliens that made those job numbers. I think that's what you – I mean, that's what I think you were saying.
Okay, listen to me carefully is what I said. Now, let me say it carefully here.
Yeah,
I said legal and illegal aliens have made up the majority of the people of these new 5 million new jobs. They are the ones who have obtained them. Legal and illegal aliens. H-1B visas, work permits, and the like.
I have to ask you a question here. How in the hell can an illegal alien pop up in the jobs report as being legal workers in order to be into the report? I'm trying to understand that part of it. Because, because when they do this, it has to show that this person is legal to be in the United States and legal to work in the United States. But you're saying legal and illegal individuals are part of those numbers. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Okay, let me explain to you how this works. Technically speaking, they're not illegal. They've been paroled. They went to the border. They gave some cock and bull story about an asylum claim. And they were given an indefinite time to be here while they await the court date. Once they've been in the country 150 days, whether they are illegal or not, they qualify for a work permit. So that means illegals who are legally allowed to stay here through either parole, the abuse of the parole system that the Biden administration is doing, they get a work permit. They're not going to be deported.
Now,
not under this administration.
Now you're telling. Okay, so now, Sarge, you're giving us more information to where we can understand that. Where?
Yes, I am. I'm not trying to hide anything.
Okay.
I don't need to hide anything.
Here's the thing. You just said that they're given a work permit. Okay. Now I have to ask you a question. And in fact, I don't think Biden administration came up with the work permit thing. I think that's probably been existing for a long time, right? You know, correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm going to get some other individuals involved and share their knowledge of this. But, okay, so if the United States offers a work permit, which it has to be a legal thing that the country does, Biden administration, I'm not saying they just came up with this and say, hey, look, we're just going to do this. Okay, so, I mean, what is the problem if an individual is given a work permit? I mean, okay, cool. I'm pretty sure that they go back and look at
again,
if they're
again, you seem to believe that they're doing everything on the up and up, and all of the actions that Biden is taking to wave these illegals into this country is legitimate. It is not. It is an abuse of the parole system. It was never intended to be used in this manner. That is why it is going, yes, technically speaking, many of them are not illegal aliens because the Biden administration sort of waived all the criteria that would otherwise make them illegal aliens. So, yes,
okay,
once they've been able to establish their 150 days, they get a work permit. When they get that work permit, that is all they need to do almost everything they need to do in this country, in many jurisdictions, to include voting.
Okay, so with that thought taken, I want to go ahead and go around the board and see who wants to chime in and give their response to what was just said. Officer Crenshaw is still on the board. Also, L.A. is here on the board. It's interesting to hear this. It's interesting to talk about it. But I'm sure everybody doesn't have the same agreement on it. So let me go with Officer Crenshaw first. What's your thoughts about what Sarge just said about them getting a, you know, the ability to stay in America, a work permit? First of all, if you're illegal, how do you get a work permit if you're illegal?
I understand what Sarge is saying, but the anger in his voice from what he said is not understandable, because it's a process and a system that's been in place for many a years. So I don't understand how Trump supporters, Democrat or Republican, whether you like him or not, how you blame the Democrats. And this is something that doesn't make sense to me. You have the Biden administration, you have the Obama administration, the Reagan administration. Hell, it's all political, in regards to who the president is. You know,
correct.
If your president is Democrat, then the Republicans want to blame him. If your president is Republican, then the Democrats want to blame him. And they want to look at it as being their administration, when that's not the case. They're in there temporarily. They're in there for 4 years unless they get reelected for another 4 years.
Another 4 years, 8 years, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not their administration. If anybody should be mad or angry based on how things are going, it should be us as a whole and not pointing the finger at one administration, because we allow it to happen. We don't do anything to stop it or change it. We know it's going on. Oh, yeah, we can read about it. They post it. They put it out. When are we going to actually take steps to go do something about it if it bothers us that much?
But you know what? You're right on that point. But the thing is, what gets me is that where we fail to understand is that where it's not the president. It's not the president. It's the Senate. It's the House. It's the lawmakers. It's the individuals who sit behind closed doors. It's the motherfuckers who sit behind closed doors and say, you know what, I'm not going to support this president. We're not going to support this president. Those are the ones.
That's my point, Michael. It's the Senate.
Right?
It's the Congress. It's the House. The people who's making all the choices and all
the
decisions.
The president, exactly.
Because the president is in there temporarily. Half of those members are in there longer than he is.
Thank you.
And I understand you lead by example.
Right. Okay. But the thing is, what I'm saying, Officer Crenshaw, is that where I think that people, unfortunately, think that when it comes every 4 years to vote for a president of the United States, that he's the leader, he's the lawmaker, he's the one who decides what the – no, it's not. It's the people that we put into the Senate, the Congress, the mayor in your city, okay? The city council person. Those are the ones who make the laws in your local areas. Those are the ones we need to take attention to, because they're going to reflect what's going to represent in your state in the Senate. You get me?
from the mayor on up, from the city council man or woman, they have a lot of power when it goes up to, you know, because if you look at it, just think about it, people. Just think about it. It ain't the president. It's the lower form of government that controls your lives. It ain't the president. The president has to fight them of what he believes is right or wrong. We talk about this Republican and Democrat shit. No. It's your local government. Janet Davis, I know you're still here. Go ahead. What's your thoughts about this?
I think Jen is here. Hold on, you guys. Hold on a minute. I'm sure I got her mic open.
I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. What's your response to it? Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and chime in.
I read the article that I looked over the article that Sarge was talking about, and they said for the past two decades, slowly rising as far as the immigrant workers getting, you know, jobs. But the thing is, a lot of the jobs that the workers get are jobs that average people don't want. You don't want low-paying jobs, you know? So I don't feel like they're really affecting our economy as much as maybe a lot of other people might think they are. I don't feel like they are, you know? Because like Timon Chip said earlier, I have never had any problem getting a job. It never affected me. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way as Time and Ship.
And the reality of it is this.
Two decades, Michael. Two decades. So that's more than one or two presidents.
Okay. And how many, just remind the listeners, how many presidents have you seen yourself
13.
In your life? 13 mm-hmm. presidents. 13 presidents, okay? I can't say the same. I don't know how many of y'all can, but my co-host here just told you. She lived to see 13 different presidents.
Well, there was some before I got where I really understood about presidents, but yeah, 13 that I can count.
Okay.
That I remember.
In your lifetime. Okay, fantastic. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm looking at the board. You know, running the board is not an easy thing, to be honest. It really isn't, because I have to look at the chat room, I have to look at the phone call, this and the other. What I want to do right now, though, to be honest, I want to take a little music break and then change topics. Yes, we've been talking politics. We do that in the first part of the show because I like to get that out the way, because it's a daily thing. Because with Donald Trump and all, with Biden in office, Donald Trump is coming up to where it's going to be election. Unprecedented. Situation here. It's unprecedented. No other president has ever been indicted in this way, to this extreme. Okay? No other president. So I do find this interesting. I do believe we need to, you know, we need to discuss it from time to time, every week. You know, because it's an ongoing thing. So what I want to do is just take a quick music break. We're going to change gears, and we're going to talk about something else. Coming up Tuesday, I believe it is the solar eclipse. I want to get into that topic first. And then we're going to talk about something else. We got about 30 minutes left, so we're going to try to cram everything in there as quickly as possible. Let's take all of us, let's take a little breather. And we'll come back
And I'm going to play this track, and we'll be right back. Okay, I had to take myself off of you. welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Time is 7:29 p.m. East Coast time. And does anyone have any clue of who that was I just played? If your mics are open, go ahead and share that if you have any knowledge of amazing music. Go ahead. Give it a shot. It's like Jeopardy. You know, I got the clock ticking. Dun, 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 dun,
Was it the three elements? I can't remember. Was it the three elements? I can't remember.
Well, you're close. You're very close. But it was one individual with the three elements. You're very close. You're very close. Very close.
Was it Earth, Wind, and Fire?
George Benson.
Well, no, not George Benson. No. Okay, so stop, everybody. Stop. I'm not going to give you a better hint. It, Officer Crenshaw, I think, is the one who said three elements. Yes, the three elements were involved. But
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right, but there was a keyboard player. And I'm going to give you his initials. By the way, I'm sitting outside of my house, and so there's some kids going up and down the street. But I'm going to give you three initials of the keyboard player. And I think some of you probably have the album and had the music and everything growing up. And that's R.L., a legendary keyboard player. R.L. is the hint I'm going to give you. Come on now. R.L., a jazz musician who did work with the three elements, as Officer Crenshaw, I think, said. But it's R.L. All right, okay. You guys think I'm going to get it. That was Ramsey Lewis. Y'all remember Ramsey Lewis? Along with the three elements, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the song is called Sun God. Okay? It's called Sun God. I don't know why the hell this kid keeps going to go up and down the street.
Well, Sarge said Earth, Wind, and Fire. So that was close,
yeah,
too.
But the thing is that we're... No, I mean, I'm saying that you guys were close, but really, it was not an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. It was a Ramsey Lewis song. And it was accompanied
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It was accompanied, thank you, by Earth, Wind, featuring, thank you, featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay, with Philip Bailey and you know... Of course, you know, I'm not sure if Mr. Maurice White was on the vocals, but you know that that's Philip Bailey's vocal there. And there's been many that they've done in the past. But anyway, let's keep moving forward. But the reason why I played that is because we're talking about, we're going to change gears out of politics and go into the solar eclipse. This is something that's happening, and it only happens so many years. And it's going to happen on Tuesday, I believe. I want to ask you guys, have you ever looked at a solar eclipse at all? Have you personally looked at one, experienced it, where the sun and the moon pass? You have. Okay. Anybody else? No? Apparently the answer is no, because no one is chiming in. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sitting outside, and now one kid was riding up and down the street with his four-wheeler. Now another one is doing the same thing, so I'm going to go inside. To make sure that you guys can hear me. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I have heard I have seen the solar eclipse, Mike. I'm over here braiding my daughter's hair. My granddaughter's hair, so I got the phone plugged in and doing a couple of things at the same time. Yeah, but I've seen a couple of them. It's just partial solar eclipse, not a total solar eclipse.
The total one I saw, I went all the way to Tennessee with two of my great-grands and my daughter. We took them up there so that they could witness it. And it was awesome to see how it just turned totally black, dark, and then
it went back to light again.
Hmm.
We drove like a bat out of you know where to get up to Tennessee.
But okay. So when you do this, you know, they tell you to be very cautious of what you use to look up at the sun at that point in time. Now, granted, in my lifetime, I think I've seen two, because sometimes there could be clouds where you can't see it, okay, depending on where you live or lived at that time. So I've seen two, you know, total eclipse. And it's like, it is really interesting to take a look at it. But now here's a concern: your safety when you look up at the sun. If you're planning on watching it, don't buy those cheap-ass glasses. Please don't, because it could affect your eyes, right? Are you all listening to what I'm saying? It could damage your eyes. So there are some glasses that are being put out there where folks will buy them, and they're not really the right type of glasses to have on. Sunglasses will not protect your eyes. Make sure, as you kind of looking at it, it is definitely the right eye apparel for you. And even if it is, no more than 3 minutes. You follow me? 3 minutes for those glasses. It's really interesting to me that when I was looking at this and listening to individuals who say this and share this, you know, that where people just, you know, just don't think about it. You just can't look up there, okay? It can have an effect, and it can last for months, and where your eyesight can be truly, what's the word I'm looking for? Your eyesight can truly be damaged. I'm almost done. So if you know this is the day of it, and a lot of people don't know it and might look up at the sun, share that to people that may not know. We do our best on all of our social media pages to inform folks that the solar eclipse is going to happen Tuesday, the time and everything. And if you don't plan on, you know, watching it protectively,
it's on Monday, Michael.
Okay, so I'm done with that.
It's on Monday.
Monday? Okay. All right. So I just want to share that. Make sure that your kids don't look up at the sun, you know, and I'm going to post that on my social media pages, is that where if you don't have the protective eyewear, don't look up between certain hours, and I'll be posting that. So with that being said, what's your thoughts or what's your comments on that?
All I was going to say is, even with the protective glasses, because they tell you what, I forgot exactly what the numbers are, but you still, with the protective glasses, you can only look for so long because it will affect your eyes.
Yeah, I said that. I said that. Well,
even
with that,
the good glasses, I'm saying.
I said, and you're right. And the thing is that where they said, and I read many articles that said that, no more than 2 to 3 minutes with the protective glasses. That's kind of interesting that this event only happens every so often, and we want to view it, but we're told, well, we got glasses for you, but they only last for a certain time. Why do we really want to take a look at something like that? Because it only happens every so often, right? And it's amazing to us. But we're willing to take a chance.
I want to see the comet behind the eclipse, Michael. There is supposed to be a comet that's supposed to go by the Earth at the same time. So I'm really hoping to see the comet, and you're supposed to be able to see some stars behind it. So I would love to see that.
Okay. A comet. I didn't know about that. All right. So, you know, we had another topic I wanted to get to. We only have about, let's see, 7:41 East Coast time. We have about 15 minutes. I know if I introduce this topic, we're not going to get it done, but it's something that, you know, I can say for next week. And it was about, you know, respecting your elders. What's going on now with not just with young kids, just people in general, not having respect for their elders? You know, if you live a long life, you are blessed, to be honest. If you live a long life, if you live to be 80, 90, you are blessed. And for the person that has the noise in the background, you need to put yourself on mute, because I don't want to go through the board and mute you and then not let you respond anymore on the show. So I'm going to save that for next week, because it's something that I've had a conversation with a few folks about, and it's a topic that I think that we need to talk about. Whatever happened to respect to your elders? We talked about kids don't do it, but even adults don't respect individuals anymore. What has happened with us as a society, as a community, more so? As a community, we don't respect each other like we're taught, how we were raised. And is it always just the kids not respecting, or is it the parents not teaching the kids how to be respectful? We're going to definitely talk about that next week, because we don't have enough time this week. Okay? That's definitely the main thing on my mind. Or in my mind. And we got 15 minutes left. So I want to go around the board real quick, get everybody's response. Anything you have to share or say, okay, I have a 216780 number. I'm going to open up your mic just for the fact that you waved your hand. And let you go ahead and comment, okay? I only have 15 minutes, so 216, give me a minute here, make sure. 780, welcome to TMGS. What's your question or comment? 216-780, are you there? Okay, so they ain't said shit. Let me go ahead and get final comments from all of our callers and our guests on the show. Let me see. I think Sarge is still here. Sarge, are you there? I think Sarge might be mad at me. Okay. Janet, are you there? Hello? You there?
Hello, okay. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yeah. Oh, I know who this is. Mike from Singapore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually,
hello,
I have
Mike
a lot
Singapore.
Of... yes, sir. I have a lot of intel for you of what's going on in Middle East right now. I mean,
okay.
Iranian generals are gone to their doomsday bunkers right now, and also in Israel, people have emptied all the shelves in the supermarkets, markets, wherever there is a food, it's empty right now in Israel. And they're going also to go to their own bunkers. And Mr. Netanyahu himself is in his bunker as well, too. And Iran is going to send hell Israel in coming the next 96 years, because Ramadan is finished by Tuesday, I believe. And so it's a lot of mess is coming, but Israel has no other alternative to choose Samsung options and nuking Iran. And that's what I have told you guys to your shows before. And I told you World War III starts from Ayatollah. And Iranian people
Hold on, Mike. I wanna let the listeners know. This is Mike. He lives in Singapore. He gets a lot of information that we don't get from our local news, because he lives, you know, in a certain location that probably gets it faster and quicker. Am I correct, Mike, of what's going on?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And also we watch multiple languages news agency too, so we get our news correctly from multiple sources. From a Voice of America to BBC of London to Iran International to many, many, many Middle Eastern newspapers, etc., that is not possible for the people to read. So, I mean, the gas is gone up in United States of America. If I am wrong, you correct me. So please, I would like you guys fill up your gas tanks. I mean, I want you guys, each one, go get at least $1,000 from the banks and cash, and have it ready just in case, because Persian Gulf would be closed sometimes in near future. And if that does, the gas prices will go up in United States more and more. And there will be diesel prices will go up, and no truck can afford to put higher.
You know what, Mike? But you know what, Mike? In all due respect, I've noticed, I don't know if everybody else has, but every time summertime comes, gas goes up. I mean, because why? Because people like to travel. People like to take vacations. They like to drive and go different places, this and the other. So the gas prices go up. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, I know you live in Singapore. Okay, but follow what I'm saying. You live in Singapore, but I'm pretty sure it happens in a lot of other countries, not just in the United States, of where, you know, when people want to spend time or do certain things, when, you know, it's that time of year, summer and everything, everything goes up in price. Everything. And to me, it's where corporate America is like, they want to buy this shit, let's jack the price. That's what they do.
Right, but the jacking up the price, unfortunately, is because of Persian Gulf. Is and Red Sea boats are going to be in very hot spot, and Iran is going to unleash hell on Israel. But we do congratulate Israel for what they have done in Lebanon, in Syria. They killed many three generals of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we congratulate to Israel. And we Iranian are happy, as a matter of fact. We are happy. We hope that Iran do some kind of action so Israel can come and, you know, nuke all those military installation of Iran, Islamic Republic. So we, the people of Iran, can go and this time free ourselves from this Ayatollahs are Arab.
Okay, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm down to 10 minutes, and I truly appreciate you being a supporter of the show and chiming in. But I got 10 minutes. I have to shut down. Please make sure you call in earlier, and then
right.
And I love for you to share what's happening in that region with the listeners. Okay,
the
I truly appreciate
week,
that. But I have to change gears. I have to change gears, sir. And I have to, you know, get back with you next week.
True.
Let me quickly go over to Janet Davis.
But by the next week, a lot of things will happen,
hold,
my friend.
Hold on, Mike, I have to go. I have minutes left, and I got things I have to do before I get off here. But I truly appreciate you. And please make sure that you call back
next
week.
Next week for sure, my friend. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, my sir. Look, sir. I trust you. We got to get a hookup where we can talk, you know, off air, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you can share more with me about what you want to share on the show. I truly appreciate
you. But I hope you don't miss the eclipse.
Okay. All right. So that's Mike in Singapore. And Mike in Singapore is just a great guy, and I truly appreciate him. Janet, your last words, you know, as we close out for the show. What's your last words based on the topics that we were talking about? And, you know, just share. Is Janet still there? Okay, I don't see her there. All right. Officer Crenshaw, or is he still here? Officer Crenshaw, are you still on the board?
I'm still here. I got kids here, but it was a great show, Michael. I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, L.A. I appreciate it. Hopefully that you'll chime in next week. Coming up, by the way, coming this summer, you know, I've always looked at the show being more of a show with conversations with people in the industry, music, entertainment, and everything. And it's still that type of show. We do talk about everything. We cover the gamut. And coming up, I've been talking with a lot of different individuals who will be joining us this summer because they're going to be on a tour. So I think they're like, hey, yeah, why not come on your show? I appreciate it. I appreciate the ones that have done it over the years and look forward to getting many more back on and new ones also. Oh, and quickly, I wanted to say this earlier in the show that where I don't know if you guys are into sports, but I'm a college basketball fan. I love March Madness, seeing these games that go on and everything. And so it's been the Women's Final Four last night. Tonight is the Men's Final Four. Congratulations to NC State women's team for getting to the Final Four, and then the men's NC State getting to the Final Four. It's March Madness. I think it's just great entertainment, great sportsmanship of these young individuals that are, you know, playing a sport. So I just want to throw that in there. Because people say, you don't talk about sports. Well, there you go. All right, so let me see if anybody else has something last to say. I have 5 minutes. Sarge, you there?
Indeed I am. I'm still a survivor. I'm hanging in there. Speaking of survival, I want to speak to survival of the United States and the Constitutional Republic.
There
and
we
better
go.
Do the right
That's
things
right.
or we're going to lose it as a Constitutional Republic.
Okay,
the signs are
okay.
there every day, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with Donald John Trump.
Okay, okay. Well, you know what? Like I said, you know, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to respect you. You're going to respect me and the things that – but I love to hear points of views and opinions, and that's what we do. And hopefully at some point we can all agree – on something or agree to disagree on something, right? And that's just the way the world works. That's just the way it works.
Good.
Make sure I covered everybody.
I'll go along with that. I prefer clarity to agreement. And I will be as clear as I possibly know how to be.
Exactly. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in this Saturday on the TMGS. It is the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back next Saturday, as usual. And you're more than welcome to chime in. If you have any questions or comments or any topic that you want to share, you're more than welcome to share it with me, okay? Just contact me. I'm on every social media platform. More than likely, you will find TMGS on your Facebook, your Instagram. You know, just message me, and I'll be more than happy to take a look at it, and we can talk about it. You know, and you can even call me, you know, if you know me. I'll say it again. You can call me if you know me. If you don't have my number, oh well. All right, you guys, you have a blessed evening. God bless. And I'm going to get out of here. Watch these games. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to this. I'm really, again, I have to say, I'm really a big college basketball fan. So, as I get ready, I'm sorry, I'm looking at something that someone sent me. Oh, okay, I have to call them back. I can't answer that. Not right now. All right, so we're gonna get out of here, you guys. God bless. See you next Saturday. Peace. Oh,